This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives, Nancy Pelosi, says Americans deserve and expect a fair impeachment trial of U.S. President Donald Trump. AP correspondent Mike Kempen has more.
Speaking on ABC's This Week, the Speaker says a fair Senate trial should include witnesses and documentation.
To either do that or pay a price.
Pelosi says the House will vote this week to send articles of impeachment to the Senate, ending a more than three-week delay.
We wanted the public to see the need for witnesses with firsthand knowledge of what happened, documentation.
President Trump is facing charges of abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. It will be only the third impeachment trial in the history of the United States. Mike Hemp in Washington.
Iranian demonstrators have been defying a heavy security presence around the country to protest their country's days of denials that it shot down a Ukrainian passenger plane carrying 176 people. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has more.
Iran's president met with the emir of Qatar in Tehran Sunday while there was a heavy police presence in the streets. Demonstrators have been shouting anti-government slogans after the Revolutionary Guard admitted that it shot down a Ukrainian passenger plane last week. This woman, who was not among the protesters, tells the Associated Press to the suffering of the families of those killed, and for that she feels ashamed and saddened. Meanwhile, President Trump tweeted a message to protesters. The world is watching. I'm Ben Thomas.
A small volcano near the Philippines erupted on Sunday, shutting down Manila's international airport. From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News. Disgraced movie mogul Harvey Weinstein's sex abuse trial is set to resume Monday with more pre-screening of potential jurors. AP correspondent Julie Walker.
Challenges and disallowed. You could hear the commotion in the 15th floor courtroom. Hundreds of New Yorkers were summoned for jury duty, with most dismissed when they raised their hands to indicate they couldn't keep an open mind about Weinstein, who's pleaded not guilty to charges he raped a woman in a Manhattan hotel room in 2013 and sexually assaulted another woman in 2006. If convicted at a trial expected to last into March, the 67-year-old could face life in prison. Julie Walker, New York.
Four members of Iraq's military were wounded in a rocket attack on a base north of Baghdad, Iraq's military said Sunday. Although there were no American casualties, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo tweeted Sunday that he is outraged by the attack and calls on the Iraqi government to hold whoever was behind it responsible. Britain's Queen Elizabeth has summoned her grandson, Prince Harry, for a crisis meeting to discuss future arrangements for him and his wife, Meghan, following the couple's shock announcement that they want to step back from royal duties. Reuters' Emer McCarthy has more.
Britain's Prince Harry has been summoned by his grandmother, Queen Elizabeth, for a crisis meeting to discuss future arrangements for him and wife, Meghan, following the couple's shock announcement last week that they want to step back from royal duties. A Buckingham Palace source told Reuters that Harry's father, Prince Charles, and his brother, Prince William, will also attend the meeting, due to take place on Monday at the Queen's Sandringham estate. Meghan will try to join via telephone from Canada, where she's currently staying with the couple's baby son, Archie. Monday's meeting will be the first time the senior royals have met in person to discuss the concerns raised by Harry and Meghan. The palace source said it remained the Queen's aim to find a resolution to the crisis in days rather than weeks, but it would require complex and thoughtful discussions, and any agreement would take time to be implemented.
That's Reuters' Emer McCarthy. A ceasefire between Libya's rival governments came into effect Sunday after weeks of negotiations. The truce, brokered by Russia and Turkey, could garner the first break in fighting in months. But some unconfirmed reports suggest that fighting on the ground is ongoing. According to the Associated Press, the UN mission to Libya welcomed the announcement in a statement Sunday and called on all parties to respect the ceasefire and support inter-Libyan dialogue. I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.